Good morning, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage with your hosts, Owen and Zane. I hope you all had a great weekend. Zane, how are you doing?
I'm a little under the weather right now.
I think like most of campus is. So this is the sick boy hour on Entry Level Hipster Garbage. But we still got some good tunes. Yeah, I don't know.
You listen to High Sun with their song Boy.
Boy,
B-O-I this morning.
What's boppin'?
And right now is Walter Etc. with Gloom Cruise.
The Uge,
yeah, what else is new? No trainees this week, just me and Zane, so back to business, as we like to say. But yeah, we're going to have a lot more good stuff for you guys in the coming hour. Never forget to call in at 855-915-WMFO. And yeah, cool. Enjoy.
We'll see you soon.
Cause I'm in love with everything and everyone, so much that it hurts, and I volunteer as the one to pave the path of least resistance and carry the burden of fight, the sadness, grief, stress, and malevolence. We'll harbor it out because I want you to believe there's magic left in the world. Yeah, for you I will take the Gloom Cruise on the love.
We have someone calling in. Who is this on the phone right now?
Yeah, this is Mike from North Attleboro, long-time listener, second-time caller. Got a few hot takes for you today. First off, let me tell you about the Celtics, okay? The opening day tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers will stink. LeBron is a loser. Mm-hmm. We're going to beat them. We're going to beat them up. Let me tell you here. Kyrie Irving, hot take number one.
Friend of the program.
He's going to be the MVP this year.
Okay? Really?
No one. No one is better than Kyrie. Kyrie on the Celtics, oh boy, it's like a dream come true. I'm telling you. Jason Tatum, rookie of the year. Kyrie Irving, MVP.
Mike, this is all great.
Warriors. Yeah.
Mike, this is all great stuff, but I got to ask you. You don't really think the Celtics have a chance against the Warriors, do we?
No. I was just saying that.
I'm curious. You know, you think the Celtics can make it big this year, or is it another season of waiting?
They're in the finals because LeBron's a loser. But I think we're gonna Warriors too far away. But let me tell you this. Here we go. Marcus Smart is gonna be a restricted free agent next year. They screwed it up. They couldn't re-sign him. That's okay. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna trade Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. We're gonna trade them with the pick that we have left for Anthony Davis. We got Anthony Davis, Gordon Hayward.
Wow,
Kyrie,
a very fair trade.
And Jason Tatum and Al Horford. No, don't forget Al Horford, my man, the Horford master. We're gonna win the championship if we get AD on this team. Okay,
absolutely.
We're all set. We got it. That's my hot take right there on the Celtics.
Mike,
any questions on the Celtics?
Not a question, but I just want to say, be careful with the LeBron talk. He's a longtime listener, a friend of the program. So I just want you to be careful with that,
as well as his friends and family.
Yeah. Right, so I just want you to be careful with the LeBron.
You heard what I had to say. LeBron is a loser. That's what I gotta say. He's a longtime listener. I hope he stops listening.
You heard it here, folks. What about, but I mean, you know, we can't let you off the air before asking about John Farrell and, or, you know, where the Sox are going to be heading.
Well, that was my hot take number two. Here we go. Farrell's gone, that's fine. He's also a loser. He couldn't get past the playoffs 2 years in a row with this Mookie Betts team. You know, we got a great team. We should have been winning. That's a young team. All major leagues. Chris Sale, David Price. David Price is a loser in my books, but that's okay. Some people think he's good. We got Craig Kimbrough. You know, a lot of other guys with odds and their names that I can't really say well, but we should have won 2 years in a row, and now we're losing. So good riddance to John Farrell. Manager John can go elsewhere. So I heard they're looking at Alex Cora to fill the position. It's okay. I mean, he's on the Red Sox at one point. He could be a good manager. But here's what I got to say. I got to say, make the captain Jason Varitek your coach. Jason Varitek should be your manager.
You can't.
Win every World Series from here on out. Hot take number two. Jason Varitek should be our manager.
Mike, he's too beloved in Boston. He's going to turn into the devil if he's the manager. I can't stand to see
that's
that.
True. Varitek has a very special place in all of our hearts.
Mike, I got to ask you.
If Varitek's the manager, we're going to win. Everyone's going to love him.
Mike,
be no problem.
I got to ask you before you go. What do you think about the rumors of trading Jackie Bradley Jr. and Xander Bogaerts for Giancarlo Stanton?
Let's do it. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, what is he hitting, like 70 home runs? He's looking good. We should have him instead of Jackie Bradley, who all he does is run into walls and drop balls. Anyways.
The hottest of takes.
I have one more hot take for you before you let me go.
Please.
It has to do with the Pats.
Of course.
Here's my hot take for you. This is going to be the worst Pats season so far. I hate to be one of those guys who's given up on them so early, but we're down to the Jets 14-0 in the first quarter on... unacceptable. We cannot be losing to the Jets by 14 points. The Jets stink. They're terrible. Okay.
Well then, we gotta ask you. We gotta ask you. I think Garoppolo's contract, is it up after this season or? Yeah. So you know.
Yeah.
Looking long term for the Pat. Is it
Brady's fault?
What is it?
Brady's still a superhero. He's gonna be here forever. Okay.
Is he though?
How many more years do we really have?
He's 40 years old, Mike. Mikey, you can't be saying this nonsense on the airwaves.
Wait till he's 50. Now I'm not gonna argue with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's my hero, okay? Just like Kyrie Irving, just like Jason Barrett.
Two Boston greats.
But I mean, Jimmy G isn't good. He's not playing second fiddle for the rest of his career. You know, he's better than a lot of the starting quarterbacks in the league.
He's gone next year. We lost him. That's it.
Oh man,
Brady's
but
still too young.
You can't gamble like that, Mike. What if Brady just tanks when he's getting pretty old?
Well, here, let me tell you this. We had Jacoby Brissett as a third stringer, and now he's better than Andrew Luck now, starting in Indianapolis. Okay, So I believe as long as we got Belichick, we can bring in anybody and make him a superstar, okay?
Even a 42, 41-year-old man? He's getting on there.
I mean, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, not a friend of the program.
I love him as much as anyone else, but we got to be realistic. You know, how much of his... I mean, already look at him this season. Most of the passes he's hitting are when Gronk is wide open in the first place, yeah. Or like Brandon Cooks is, you know, like two-thirds down the field without a defender on him.
He's putting up the best numbers of his career this year, and he's 40 years old, okay? So...
Okay, Mike.
I don't see what you think. The problem this year isn't Tom Brady. The problem this year is our offensive line and our defensive line.
I agree, and our defensive secondary definitely has some room for improvement.
Our secondary can't do anything because the defensive line isn't putting any pressure. That's the difference. Mm.
All right, well, Mike, we're gonna go. We've got places to be, and we'll hear from you soon. But thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Say hi to the family for me.
Exciting seasons ahead of us.
Absolutely.
I look forward to listening.
Me too.
Have
go Celtics. All right. See you later, Mike.
Tell my wife I said hi.
I will.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Long time friend of the program.
Long time. Very long
time.
Great
listener. Yeah. Hot takes abundant. But
shall we get back to the music?
Always welcome. Yeah. You want to play something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Don't think of her porous membrane. Don't. us from his cafeteria tray. And sweet babies cry for the cool taste of milk. Delight that invited us all.
cigarettes and such. Well, I love her and cigarettes so much. I love her and cigarettes so much.
there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you. sing my secret choir. Salt my scrapes and sleep tight. Sing my brave acolyte.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO. This is Owen.
And Zane.
And after our call with our dear, dear friend of the program, Mike from North Attleboro, You guys,
what
a man.
Hot takes.
Yeah, hot takes everywhere. You listened to Emperor X with their song Erica Western Teleport. Then it was It Looks Sad, period. With their song Creature. Then it was, are we going to call him Friend of the Program?
We call everyone Friend of the Program.
Okay, so Friend of the Program. Jeff Mangum with his song Engine, which was live at
Jittery Joe's.
Jittery Joe's.
His just like a solo performance. That's actually a really cool album. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather. You can hear a lot of the songs that ended up on In the Airplane Over the Sea when they were still in kind of their earlier, not totally refined phases, because I know he ended up spending like a really long time just sitting in his room, like fine-tuning every song to make sure it was really perfect. And a lot of people attribute the album's, like, you know, success and critical acclaim to that.
So that was just like a concert he was doing at, like, where was
it? It was like a friend's basement or something.
Oh, really?
Like living. No, there's videos of it, and he's just like in like a friend's living room, and like some of his friends there, and like some of them had like a baby.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, there's like a baby crying.
Yeah, you can see it in the video. It's like, it's crazy. It looks like a really cool place, but.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, after that was Max Seal with These Things Happen off his album. Yeah, no, I know. Then it was Cheap Girls with their song Her and Cigarettes. The Microphones with Headless Horseman, Listener with Falling in Love with Glaciers, Slaughter Beach Dog with his Acolyte, and then you just heard The Shins and Iron and Wine the Shins song New Slang performed with Iron and Wine, and it looks like we're getting a call, so we'll be back shortly. I'm going to pick this one up, but yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I want to be much better than I am. You want me to scream at your ex-boyfriend, but I want to be, and I don't think I can.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, I'm Henry. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, really? Wow. What's it like over there?
Yeah. It's okay. It rains a lot.
You,
it rains a lot here.
Just on vacation, or?
I'm studying here.
Nice.
I'm taking classes.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been here since September.
I think you're probably the furthest away we've ever gotten a caller. Usually it's just from Malden or North Attleboro.
We get a lot from North Attleboro.
North Attleboro, really?
Kind of. It's a long story. But anyways, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Is there anything you want to, you know, discuss or talk about? Or do you want to compliment us on our fantastic radio show?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been able to talk past with too many people out here, and I've kind of been missing talking about the Patriots, so yeah. I was hoping maybe we could talk a couple minutes about that.
Yeah, sure. What do you think? Did you catch this week's game? I know it's probably on a weird time over in Europe, right?
Yeah. The 1 o'clock games are on at 7, so those are fine. But like when they play on Thursday night, which they've done twice already somehow. Mm,
yep.
And that's at like 2:30 in the morning.
And I know that they have Sunday night next week too. So.
Yeah, they have Sunday night. So that'll be fun, I guess. At 2 in the morning again. But
reminds us of,
I don't know. I guess the season's just been super surprising, huh? I was wondering like what the opinion is around like Boston of the team, because I feel like it's been a surprising season for people.
I think Zane can speak on that.
I mean, it's funny you ask. We had a caller earlier, Mike, our friend from North Attleboro, who was giving us some hot takes on the Patriots, and you know,
oh yeah,
support is dwindling as the numbers are worse and worse. You know, giving up 14 to the Jets in the first half was not a great look, even though we did rally around it.
No. But,
we were talking about.
I did like how the. No, go ahead.
No, well, we were just talking about how, you know, Garoppolo's contract's up after this year, and what do we, you know, realistically, what's the move? Do we sign him on again? And because he's gonna want to start. You know, it's about his time. But
yeah,
Brady's obviously been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No, yeah, I think that's an interesting conversation to have. I mean, I thought that they were gonna trade him before this season, which gives me the feeling that they want to keep him for as long as possible, and that they'd rather keep him than dump him. So yeah, I think then it has to come down to whether or not Brady's gonna stay.
Right. Well, especially because I haven't heard anything about Garoppolo trade rumors. At all, nothing from the Vikings, nothing from the Packers when Rodgers went down.
The only thing knowing the 49ers just said that they're going on a fire sale and they're just selling anything that walks and wears pads. I think that they could potentially maybe that's a stop for him. I mean, I don't know that's a potential place to put Garoppolo.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I haven't thought about that either, but yeah, I mean, it's sort of a touchy question here around Boston, because it's like, what do you mean Tom Brady's not the greatest of all time? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, he's Tom Brady on the wrong side of 40.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think every side of 40 is the wrong side of 40.
Brady has still been great. Brady this season has just been, I think he's just been great. He's been unconscious. I also I don't think he got sacked once this weekend, which is nice to finally see.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was an issue. But I also I actually thought the defense played much better this weekend, especially the run defense.
Right. So I know you played defense in high school, what is the issue beyond just it's full of bums that can't, you know, we're just leaving receivers wide open? What is the root of the issue with the defense?
From what I can tell, I mean, I feel like Patricia has always favored a more conservative defense, kind of one of those bend don't break things where they'd rather have you drive 90 yards of them and score than give up a 40-yard play. But the thing I'm seeing this year is we're just giving up those big plays that last season didn't have any of, just 30, 40-plus yard plays that are just killing the defense. So I think it's probably they just need to change the philosophy. I think when they bring more pressure and they get, especially this weekend you saw with McCown, when he had all day, his throws were nice. He was making nice throws, right on target. And then once the second half came around and they put a little bit more pressure on him and forced him to get it out quick, he was missing targets and throwing picks and stuff like that. So I think that's what it has to come down to. I think the defense is that conservative kind of defense, for whatever reason, isn't really working. Teams are exploiting them rather than having these long drives that are ending up in TDs. They're getting these big plays that are scoring. So I think you just need to try to make sure that the quarterbacks don't have the time they've been getting. That's what I think it comes down to.
I agree. So real quick, Celtics tonight. You excited?
Yeah, Celtics. Yeah, I'll get up to watch that too.
What time will it be there? It'll be 8. It'll be what? 2 a.m. Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go 82-0 without going 1-0, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, that's true. No, it'll be exciting. So I'm definitely getting up for that.
Yeah. Totally. Well, Henry from Amsterdam, thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it.
Sure.
Before you go, any songs you want to play?
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, can you play No Woman by Whitney?
Of course. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, I can play No Woman by Whitney.
All right, cool. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks for calling in. Feel free to call in whenever you want. You know, Tuesdays, 9 a.m., that's our slot. Although I guess it's 3 p.m. your time.
It is, yeah.
But yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, cool. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye.
City train.
Alrighty, folks, it's getting to that time of the day again where we're going to sign off.
Hope you enjoyed our hour packed with sports talk.
Yeah, tonight, a lot of sports talk this
which
week.
Which is fine.
Entry-level sports talk. I don't know.
Always welcome. Yeah. From Mike and from Henry, all over the place, yeah. all the way from North Attleboro to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah. But yeah, again, you're listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will be back same time, same place. We don't go anywhere.
Hopefully in better health.
Hopefully in better health. But yeah, have a great, great week. You listen to Whitney, No Woman. That was the requested song from our faithful listeners. But yeah.
And what are we listening to right now?
Right now you are listening to Old Folks Home by Cottonwood Firing Squad.
Lovely.
All right, cool.
See you folks next week.
Yeah, tune in.